This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. Trans and intersex advocates say a High Court decision handed down last week will enhance public understanding of people who don't identify as male or female. The High Court ruled that not all humans can be classified as either male or female, meaning that Nori, the person at the centre of the case, can be legally recognised as being gender non-specific. Nori, who was born biologically male and underwent a transition to female later in life, has since identified as gender neutral.
And the day in court was marvellous because it seemed to me like they had understood the arguments, they'd got their head around what sex is legally. Maybe people will understand there's more options than the binary, and even if an individual might be male or female, not all their friends might be, and maybe they might be more accepting of that.
One of Labor's strongest LGBT advocates in the Senate, Louise Pratt, has likely lost her seat this week to be replaced by a staunch opponent of gay rights. The ALP dipped to a historically low 22% primary vote on Saturday, and questions are being raised about the decision to gift Shoppies Union right-winger Joe Bullock the top Senate spot over the incumbent Senator Pratt. In the last week of the campaign, Labor was left humiliated by comments Bullock made in November, in which he attacked Labor members as mad and questioned Louise Pratt's sexuality.
The poster child for the left in some quarters is Louise Pratt, who is, as some of you would know, a leading advocate of homosexual marriage and a lesbian, I think, although after a partner's sex change, I can't be quite sure, but I think she's a lesbian. She's a key spokesperson for that persuasion.
It wasn't good news for either of the major parties, both suffering swings of over 5%. Palmer United picked up a seat and Green Senator Scott Ludlam romped home with a 6% swing.
The head of the Victorian AIDS Council says he's worried moves by an American porn studio to focus on condomless porn will lead to higher HIV infection rates. Michael Lucas, the head of Lucas Entertainment, says his consumers have voted with their wallets and claims nobody fantasizes about condoms. The VAC's CEO, Simon Ruth, says bareback sex could be portrayed by porn as the norm because there's no way of knowing what measures have been taken to ensure the sex was safe.
The newly appointed CEO of Mozilla, the company that runs internet browser Firefox, has resigned from the position after a $1,000 donation towards the Prop 8 campaign in California resurfaced. The appointment prompted Mozilla to publicly state its support for marriage equality, and dating site OkCupid flashed a message to Firefox users encouraging them to switch to a different browser. On Thursday morning, Mozilla chairwoman Mitchell Baker said Brendan Eich had decided to step down in the interest of the company. Opinion has been divided over the boycott. Columnist Andrew Sullivan said Eich had been unfairly hounded by activists. And there was this from Real Time host Bill Maher.
I think there is a gay mafia. I think if you cross them, you do get whacked. I really do.
Staying in the US now, and Mississippi's Governor Phil Bryant has signed a bill allowing businesses to refuse service to gay patrons based on religious objections. The measure is similar to the one vetoed in Arizona back in February, and civil rights groups have warned it codifies anti-gay discrimination.
And gay German women now have a place to enjoy the afterlife with their peers as Berlin becomes the home of Europe's first lesbian-only cemetery. The burial place located near the Alexanderplatz is part of a 200-year Georgian parochial cemetery with room for 80 bodies.
It's time now to check in with all of the week's sporting action. Here's Tanya Lewis with QNN Sport.
An Italian football commercial has been created in support of gay athletes while encouraging gay stereotypes. The bizarre ad features homoerotic images of football players on and off the field getting close with each other. A gay food services worker in Brooklyn has filed a harassment suit against some NBA basketballers after they they taunted him with gay slurs before a game last year. Raisin Tate was preparing a buffet in the Nets locker room when players suggested that he was only there to check them out. Tate was then fired after complaining about the behaviour. Openly gay snowboarder Belle Brockhoff is hoping to raise some funds for the upcoming border cross season. Brockhoff came out right before the Winter Olympics in protest of Russia's anti-gay laws. She is using the crowdfunding site Dream Fuel to raise $5,000 for her expenses, which can reach $40,000 a year.
So if you could help me out, I'd really appreciate it. You have the tiers and what you get for each donation. So yeah, I'm really excited. Thank you.
Thanks, Tanya. And staying with QNN Sport, Olympic diver Tom Daley, who's dating American screenwriter Dustin Lance Black, has officially confirmed that he is, in fact, gay. In a video post on his YouTube channel in December last year, Daley announced he was seeing a man.
I met someone, and well, that someone is a guy.
But also said,
of course I still fancy girls.
Well, now appearing on the British comedy show Celebrity Juice, he's confirmed that he identifies as gay.
So, Tom, let's get right to the crunch here.
Yeah.
You're a gay man now.
And that's it for QNN. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. We'll have more news next week.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.